Okay, so tonight I want to talk about something that I see happening so much, and it is people making things harder for themselves than they have to. Okay, I mean, weight loss itself is simple. Okay, the premise is simple. But that's not to say that it's easy, okay, because it's not. It is difficult. And, you know, that being said, so many people make it even harder, and a lot harder than what they actually need to do so, okay? And what I see is so many people getting caught up in sort of specifics whilst forgetting fundamentals, okay? So a very easy example would be, I see a lot of people saying, oh, what's the best fruit to eat? Or should I eat this or that? And, you know, for example, should I eat a banana or a strawberry, or bananas or strawberries, or should I eat white rice or brown rice? And they're debating this whilst just consuming too much food in general, okay? So it doesn't matter which you eat, you're eating too much food, period. You know, whether you choose one or the other makes no difference if you're eating too much food anyway, okay? And it doesn't make any difference even if you're not, really. But we'll get on to that. So there's so many options that I've seen, and let's just talk through a few. So portion control versus calorie counting, doesn't matter. High carb versus low carb, doesn't matter. Bananas versus strawberries, doesn't matter. White rice versus brown rice, doesn't matter. Potatoes versus sweet potatoes, doesn't matter. Keto versus vegan, doesn't matter. Zumba versus HIIT, doesn't matter. Running versus swimming, guess what? It doesn't matter, okay? The difference between these in the grand scheme of things is minute. It's irrelevant, especially if the fundamentals are in place, okay? Because it's all individual. You know, we know that the number one factor in successful weight loss and weight maintenance is adherence. So therefore, pick the option that best suits you. You know, pick the one that you can do consistently for a long period of time that causes you the least amount of stress. And again, this ties into these fundamentals, okay? So forget the specifics, because for the majority of people, you won't need to go into specifics, okay? The fundamentals will get you all the results that you need. So let's look at some. Pick the way of eating / diet that you prefer based on your personal beliefs, personal preferences, etc., etc., okay? Next, find some way of controlling how much you eat, be that portion control, calorie counting, intuitive eating, etc., doesn't matter. Pick the one that you prefer and works best for you. And finally, find some way of increasing your output, be that going to the gym, doing running, swimming, spin, aqua aerobics, walking, sports. Again, doesn't really matter. Do the one that you prefer, the one that you enjoy the most, and the one that you can do more consistently, okay? Because, you know, all of these options work. You know, both sides of the coin, when I was talking about there's something versus something, they all work. All the different options will help you, okay, in some way. But again, it's individual. Because, you know, for example, you could come to me and you could say, right, you can get the absolute best results by going on a ketogenic diet and running long distances frequently. Well, for me, that isn't the best diet, because I love eating carbs and also things like ice cream and cookies, and I absolutely hate going for a jog. So yeah, it may be the best on paper, but for me, it's not. Why? Because I'm not going to do it. And I'm certainly not going to do it consistently. Whereas even if, you know, and again, they aren't the best options, but even if they were, I would get better results using the less best options and doing them more often, if you get what I'm saying. So, like I say, I would say, and this is a number I plucked out of my head, but I think it would probably ring true. I reckon about 95% of people don't need to do anything more than the absolute fundamentals to achieve their results. The reason that they don't get their results is just they simply just don't give it enough time. They don't stick to the fundamentals consistently, and they don't do it for long enough. So, in summary, pick the foods, the plan, the eating that you enjoy the most. Do the exercise or the activities that you enjoy the most. Do the methods and the habits that you prefer, enjoy the most, and suit your lifestyle. And then once you've got these, do these consistently for a long ass time. I'm talking like 1 to 2 years minimum. And then if you've been doing them consistently and you can prove this to me, then we may consider looking into the specifics, but only then. Okay?
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.